President Ramaphosa has moved to steady the leadership of South Africa's justice system by appointing advocate Andy Motibi, currently head of the Special Investigating Unit, as the country's new National Director of Public Prosecutions. It's a big job. The decision followed a high-profile advisory panel process in which none of the interviewed candidates were deemed suitable. And that, I think, underscores the challenges in filling this critical constitutional office. With me now is Lawson Naidu, Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. I want to discuss what this appointment means for prosecutorial independence and constitutional democracy in 2026. Lawson, a very warm welcome to you. First of all, what do we know about Advocate Motibi, and is this a good appointment in your opinion?
Thank you, Jeremy. Indeed, I think it's a very good appointment. I think Andy Motibi brings a wealth of experience from his tenure, not just at the SIU, but he's served in both the public and private sectors, having started his career as a prosecutor, served time as a magistrate. So he understands the criminal justice system as a whole. And in his role at the SIU, he's had to work very closely with other law enforcement agencies, such as the NPA, the Hawks, the Financial Intelligence Center, and so on. So he has a good understanding. He brings the kind of leadership skill set that I think is required at a critical but also complex organization like the NPA.
Let's talk about those leadership skills in just a moment and also what his priorities are. But interesting to note that the advisory panel, as I mentioned, found none of the interviewed candidates suitable. Surely, Lawson, that raises concern about the selection process itself.
Well, I think there are several concerns, one of which is that the process was rushed. The president only appointed that panel in October last year when he knew on the day that he appointed Shamila Bitoy 7 years ago that she would have to retire this month. It was left late. The panel was rushed. There was a limited period for nominations. There was a limited period for public comments on those nominations, even when the nomination period had been extended. And, you know, whilst one welcomes the open and competitive nature of the process, it's not been fully transparent. We only know the names of the six candidates who were shortlisted for interview. We don't know the other 26 who applied and why they were deemed not to be fit and proper for consideration. We have also not seen the report of the panel that deemed none of them suitable. But I think it is quite evident to those of us who watched those interviews that they all demonstrated shortcomings of one sort or another, which have rendered them, you know, not suitable to hold such a critical and important office. So I commend the panel for having taken the decision that they did not to make a recommendation. But I think the president also erred in that he could have referred the matter back to the panel and say, okay, I see your report, but here's another candidate who I think you should consider. Here's Advocate Andy Motibi, and go through the same process of a public interview with the kind of scrutiny that the other candidates went through. And I think that would have been a much better process to have followed.
Lawson Naidu, you talk about the challenges of leadership within a complex organization. What does that mean?
Well, the NPA is not an easy organization to run. It has devolved authority. We've got the directors of public prosecutions in each of the 9 provinces, in whom lies the responsibility to make prosecutorial decisions. You know, so you've got the 9 provinces, you've got a team of deputy national directors responsible for asset forfeiture, national prosecutions, corporate affairs, and so on. So it's a complex organization with, you know, over 3,500 prosecutors spread across the country. So it is an incredibly complex organization, and it needs somebody who has the kind of management experience at that high level, which I think Andy Motibi brings, and I don't think that any of the candidates who were interviewed adequately possessed.
What is his immediate priority?
Well, his immediate priority, I think, and, you know, it's good that this appointment has come now, you know, even though it's probably later than it should have been. But it gives at least a short while for some kind of formal handover to take place between Shamila Bitoy and Andy Motibi. They've worked together before in the anti-corruption sphere of organs of state. So they know each other. And hopefully that handover will help Andy Motibi to set his priorities for the period ahead. What are the challenges, the immediate challenges that the NPA faces, what needs to be done in order to properly secure the legislative amendments that would give proper autonomy over its operational and financial aspects of its work to the NPA and take it away from the Department of Justice, because that will play a critical role in bringing in the kind of skills and capacity that is required in order to prosecute, in particular, complex commercial and corruption cases.
In that respect, are you confident that the Constitution provides adequate safeguards to ensure that the NDPP can act without fear or favour?
Well, I think that's been evident during the tenure of Shamila Batoy. You know, whatever her other weaknesses have been, I don't think there's been any evidence to suggest that there's been any attempt at improper influence over prosecutorial decisions. Maybe at lower levels, as we're hearing some evidence which I must stress has yet to be tested at the Madlanga Commission of complicity of prosecutors in some cases. But where those exist, they need to be rooted out, and that's going to be another issue that Mutibi is going to have to confront. Just a couple of days ago, the Minister of Justice called for lifestyle audits for prosecutors. That's something that I think is necessary in order to, you know, to deepen public confidence in the NPA as a whole. But that's going to come at a significant cost, and government is going to have to make those resources available for those lifestyle audits to be conducted.
And that fundamentally is the biggest problem. You alluded to the issue of funding, that the money has got to be found in order for this office to run effectively.
Indeed, you know, and we get commitments all the time from the President to, you know, the Minister of Justice about the commitment to effectively tackling crime and corruption. But that requires dedicated resources. And, you know, that's where as serious discussions need to be had in terms of the kind of resourcing that the NPA is going to require, as well as the resourcing that other institutions within the law enforcement sector require, because we can't simply look at the NPA as a standalone institution. They rely to a large extent on the work done by SAPS, by Crime Intelligence, by the Hawks, and others before cases can be brought before court.
And just a final one, and quickly, in the short to medium term, are there benchmarks that we should use to judge whether this appointment either strengthens or weakens the rule of law in South Africa?
Well, it's difficult to list those easily, but I think, you know, a big part of Mutibi's job is one, to restore, to continue the process of building staff morale within the NPA. There are many thousands of prosecutors who diligently go about their work every day. We've seen and heard about the conditions under which they operate. We've seen targeted assassinations and assassination attempts against prosecutors in some cases. So there are many, many challenges that Mutibi is going to face. But you know, hopefully once he hits the ground, and he'll be able to take the nation into his confidence and set out what his immediate priorities are, and then we'll be able to measure him on that.
Lawson Naidoo, Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, thank you very much indeed for that analysis.